page 147. The next to the last paragraph, Mikach Midam Uflozu, Sharia Sataiv. Talking about the Mahapecha that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh made, and how to look at everything. How to look at everything. To look at ourselves, to look at each other, to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to look at Am Yisrael, even to look at Teva, to look at nature, to look at everything. With the V'iyas HaTayv. It's a different way of looking. So Mikach Midam Uflozu, Sharia Sataiv. Mikach this Midah of V'iyas HaTayv. Of looking at everything that way of Tov. Hayu Misrachakim Me'od M'Shabech Zadaris HaRishayim. Now, this is something that it's very, very easy to slip into, and we're all guilty of this. And I find myself more than others guilty of this. Even though Shlomo Melech warns us, that it's not good to say that it used to be better. It's not good to live in the past. My wife always says that there's a famous poem called Minavichivi, so about somebody that wished he lived like 200 years ago. So my wife always says that, you know, that I was born at the wrong time. She said, I wish I was by the Baal Shem Tov and the Beditshuva, and I'm not happy in this world over here now. I'm always crashing about what's going on, and it's always, oh, it used to be so good. Even when you talk to all Jews, they said it was never good. But There's such an Indian that a person has. It's very, very common. It's very natural to look back and to say that, oh, it used to be Gewaldig, that the earlier Dairus, everything was Gewaldig. Of course, there were Milas that they had. There were great, great Milas that in those days. We understand that. But in many ways, there are Milas now that they didn't have then. But the point is not comparing the past to the present. There's no point to that at all. Just the way of Chassidus is that Hayu Misrachim Ha'Oidim L'Shabech Zadaris HaRishonim L'Hanech Al Hadaris HaAchronim D'Hayom. They stayed away from this whole Indian of talking about how everything was, how everything used to be, and krechtsing over how things are now. Shekiv Yochel Oizoch Elias Kavri Sayim. That kivyochol we're not zoche to be like our parents and the grandparents and the great grandparents, who are so much better and so much this and so much that. Diburim b'nusach pam haya v'hayom, diburim to speak with this nusach of it used to be a certain way, but now it's not. Even though everybody says, I mean, because we understand that in a certain way there is a huge difference, and it's important to try to sometimes contrast the past with now in order to try to work on things. However, as a way of life and as a way of thinking, this nusach of thinking and of talking is not a healthy one. That it was and it's no longer. But the Talmud of Hashem, these lashonis were bechlal not heard. Mourning over what used to be and how it's so different now, that was not something that was part of the vocabulary. Adrabe v'adrabe. Just the opposite. Mashmiyam halal v'yikar al kol akayim. The way of the tzaddikim was that they were constantly saying good things, and to say positive things, and to praise, and to see what's good in the present. Shemufla v'nechmad v'noyim l'fnei Hashem Yisbarach. The term bola from Yisbarach kebayisam hazeh. To say that there was never such an amazing and wonderful generation. And in many ways, it's very, very clear, it's obvious that on many levels that this generation is extraordinary. Our parents and grandparents, or the parents should be well, those who are alive, grandparents should be well, but in those generations, they weren't living in the Ur of Mashiach. Where's Zaychem Amish to live now? In the Or of Mashiach. Everything that's happening now is Or of Mashiach. And that creates certain challenges, we understand. We talk a lot about those Nisyonis and the difficulties, but on the other hand, our grandparents and great-grandparents weren't sitting around, men and women, in a Bismedrish on a Monday night learning Chassidus either. You know that. They're most likely going to sleep by now. And getting up at 3:30 in the morning or something, and whatever, and a little bit Tillum, a little bit Yiddish, Chumash with a little bit Yiddish Taitcha, every Taitcha, and a little bit, and it wasn't, for the most part, the Irish Mashiach, the times they were living in, that not just in Gashmias, which is obvious, but in Ruchnias, in many ways, the things that our grandparents, never dreamt of, never could imagine such a thing. The nafshas bon of malus was one of nachas ruach, and how in every generation, the nefoshes of the Jewish people of this generation now are giving tremendous nachas ruach to Hashem with all of our difficulties, and in certain ways because of our difficulties, and our determination to try to be good and to keep mitzvahs and to live Jewish lives, despite all of the craziness, the filth, and so on, which is the milchamas of our generation, and the way that we're trying to be good is something that the Nisyanis, our grandparents, great-grandparents, didn't have to contend with either. They had different Nisyanis. Every generation has Nisyanis, but the kind of Nisyanis of now, they never saw such things, never heard of such things, that's what we have to deal with. So there's a nachas ruach that every generation gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the tzaddikim did not have this inyan of living in the past, of dreaming of how it used to be, and it was so much better, and now it's so horrible. It was bechlal. Not their way of seeing things. They think the way was everything tov. Melamdim ha'yusha kol dar v'chol nefesh. The tzaddikim thought that every generation and every soul at that time that Hashem sends that soul into the world, hem gilui noisav ba'avaseinu avim yitzav Yaakov. There's another stage in the gilui, in revealing the great soul of Avram, the souls of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That in our generation, our nefashos, our souls were sent davki into the world right now. To be Megala, the Inyan of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Ovis and the Imos, in Tavshin Ayin Gimel. That which our grandparents and great-grandparents, that wasn't their Isaac. They couldn't. And Hashem Baruch sent us to be Megala, the Kedusha of the Ovis, in Tavshin Ayin Gimel, in this world. Kvisha Kolt said, Sahina Gilui Naisaf Shalatoman Ben Nefeshari, the way that every child reveals something that was hidden in the Nefesh and the soul of his parents. And since the Nakuda of Avram Avinu, of the Avis and the Imahos, of course, is deep, hidden deep within each and every one of us, in every Lev Yisrael, Al Karchav Heiminu Beisha Yisraeli. Therefore, the Tzaddikim believed in every Jew, and they saw the potential in every Jew. Sheish Ba'ayfav Besalu Chaysav. They saw in the ways of each and every Jew, in his personality, in his ways, bidiyu kafishahu, the way that he is. Legalus would be the next page, 148, to reveal in creation through all of these things the way that person is. Panim neisafas shel ha'aris ha'avos hakadosh maganuzabo. Another aspect of the kedusha, of the light of the avos that's hidden within this person. And our job in this generation is to help Jews to come to bring out that kedusha of the avos that's within them, what they can contribute to this generation by hiyar. And if we say on a person that there should be light, and we work with that, then there'll be light. There's a famous maimer from Rabbi Aaron Kalina. The Baron Kalina said that the Baruch Shalom wants that there should be in the world an Avram Avinu and the Rabaron Kalina. The Baron Kalina said that. That's what the Baruch Shalom wants. But Cain, therefore, ain't a chafes les chali from Avram Avinu. Therefore, he has no interest in switching with Avram Avinu. He has no inyan that he should, oi, what it was like by Avram Avinu. He has no inyan to switch with Avram Avinu. Harbe perushim kranemu b'maise. Many explanations were given of what did he mean by this, Baron Kalina. What does this mean? V'yachivul of Faris is advarim. There are a lot of explanations. Shim yer Rabbi Aaron Mikalin b'dagas Avram Avinu. If Rabbi Aaron Kalina would be on the madrega of Avram Avinu, then haya Avram Avinu tzarich liyos b'dagos shel Baron Mikalin. In other words, you can't have two Avram Avinus, and you can't have two Rabbi Aaron Kalinas. The Baruch Hu didn't create the world that way. There's one Avram Avinu, and there's one Rabban Kalina. You can't have two Avram Avinus. So it's either Avram Avinu or Rabban Kalina. Hence, name the Tzrachim Bebriya. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote in his book when he created the world, and he created Adam Rishon, that that his world, that the Bria needs one person by the name of Avraham Avinu, and one person by the name of Rabban Kalina. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's book. That's what the Shemes Baruch Kivyochel needs in creation. There needs to be a Rabban Kalina, there needs to be a Avraham Avinu. Umeach shekvar hoya ba'olam Avraham Avinu. No? So the Avraham Avinu was already in the world. Bedargas Avraham Avinu. So there was already, the Indian of Avraham Avinu already came to the world. Avraham Avinu was already here. Al kain ata tafkid the shabarim ne kalim. Yes, bedargas shabarim kalim. Therefore, Bar Kalin is said. So since Avraham Avinu was already in the world, it must be that the Indian of Avraham Avinu was already, whatever he did, he did. And now, if I was created with Baron Kalina, it must be that I have to do what Baron Kalina has to do, not Avraham Avinu. So there's no tachas for me to switch. It would still come out the same. If I would switch, it would still be one Avraham Avinu, one Baron Kalina. There can never be two Avraham Avinus. And there can't be two Baron Kalinas. So what's the tachas? So Avraham Avinu did his thing. That was his maise. And I have to do my thing. This is my maise. It's not. In other words, the life that you and I have, that the, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each and every one of us, it's not a bedevit. It's not lichat chila. I was supposed to be the Baal Shem Tov. Lichat chila, I'm supposed to be some big tzaddik yisod oilam. That you know the no. Lichat chila, you're supposed to be yourself, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and he put you into the. Could you upgrade and improve? Yeah, we all could do that. And that's the tachlis of our lives. But the tachlis of our lives is not to look what's doing by the other one and to try to be like the other one. The greatness of Avraham Avinu, Rabbi Nachman is brought down at the end of the chelik, first chelik, is Echad Hay Avraham. It says in Pasuk, Echad Hay Avraham. Avraham Avinu didn't care. He didn't look at anybody else what they had in the world or what they, who they were in the world. Echad Hay Avraham. Echad Hay Avraham. It says in Pasuk, Echad Hay Avraham. He was by himself. It doesn't just mean that he was different. It means that he didn't look to see, could I be more like that person? Could I be like this person? This is who the Baruch Hashem created. Echad Hayavram. One time in all of creation, you and I the same thing. Each one of us could say the same thing. Echad Haya me. Echad Haya you. And Echad Haya one. Nobody else was ever created the exact same recipe. Nobody else. Echad Haya. But Avraham Avinu was mizdabik to that truth of Echad Hay Avraham. So the Navi says about him, Echad Hay Avraham. Everybody's Echad. That's what Baruch Kalina said. What's the idea? I want to be like Avraham Avinu. I admire Avraham Avinu. I should try to learn from the midas of Avraham Avinu and to see how I could improve Aaron Kalina by studying the life of Avraham Avinu. But to have a chalifan, to switch with an Avraham Avinu, to be Avraham Avinu, but we're guilty of this all the time. We look at other people, we see other people. It's not the same thing to learn from somebody, to emulate a person that we admire. That's a midat tova, to emulate somebody, to look up to. But to think that I could have been and I would like to be, and if only I was born into such a family, if only I had this kind of a shidduch, if only I had a kind of a husband, that kind of a wife, if only my parents were like this, if only I had this kind of a brain. The Baruch Shalom made is each one of us with this brain, with this family. That's Echad Hayah. And there was never such a metzias in all of creation. So you could say, I have bed mazel. That's also silly to say, I have bed mazel. I came like this. But I come like this. But mazel. Nudniks talk about these mazel. People that talks about mazel. The people that are like that they go to the horse track and they leave the papers all over the floor there from tearing up the newspapers and stuff. Everything's so foul. They spent their last money on some fair to run around to make a coffers and they lost. And everybody says is gonna win and they lost. That's bad mazel. A mazel is so. This is exactly what the Baruch Shalom made like this. Echad Haya once. Echad. Each one of us put once in, like this in the present state that we're in. I mean, there are Gilgulim, but Echad once during this lifetime. Echad, that's it. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Aaron Kalina is saying. What's the meaning with Avraham Avinu? There was one Avraham Avinu. There was one Aaron Kalina. Avraham Avinu already was. So I'm going to be Avraham Avinu. No, I'm going to be Aaron Kalina that tries to be. To learn from Avraham Avinu how I could be a better Aaron Kalina. That's my job in life. To learn to be better. To try to take from everywhere that I can learn. What the Chazal say, to learn from a cat, and to learn from this animal, that animal, to learn the ant. The ants are always busy, they're running around. To learn from everything, and to become better. But I want to be a bug. I want to be a cat. Is that the Gemara says, look at the cat is so clean. Therefore, we shall learn the keys from the cat. So, by the way, you should just become a cat. Then this way you don't have to worry about paying your mortgage or anything. Just become a cat. There's no chayis. You just go around smelling garbage all day and running around. And then after you smell the garbage, you clean yourself off. And I think you raise a nice family. Nachas, and that's the end. Nobody wants that. There's no Indian a person. But the Gemara says, the Chazal say there's a midah of nekiyus that a cat has. That's a good midah. That the Baruch Hashem created such an Indian by a cat, nekiyus. And that by an ant, zrizus, that an ant does a lot, they're running around all the time. So Hashem's Baruch was made such a bria. And Hashem created such a bria called Avraham Avinu. He made such a bria called Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu's greatness was that he became completely Avraham Avinu-dik. That was his greatness. And that's all the Baruch Hashem wants from each and every one of us. Echad. This person. And that's how the tzaddikim looked at themselves, and that's how they looked at every Jew. So a person's life is not a bit avid. Not a bit avid. The guy that doesn't have the zitzvash to sit and learn. The guys that they can't sit and learn. They can learn for half hour, an hour, but they can't sit and learn for 7-8 hours. So all he goes up feeling is that he hears this over and over and over again, that the only lechatchila, the only real Jew is a Jew that sits and learns all day. So what does he think? He thinks that his whole life is a bit avid. He didn't do it. He didn't do what God wanted. It's the greatest lie that was ever perpetrated. Kiilu, every single Jew is the same thing. What kind of a lie that is? There was never such a way of thinking. Some people can sit all day, the other people can't sit all day. He tried. He wanted to see, is that his inyan to learn all day? It's not his inyan. So then what should he do? He should learn something in the morning, he should learn at night, to go to a shir, to have a seder, to try to learn a daf yomi, whatever it might be, to learn some mishnayis, to be an elochid, and to go to work, and to earn a living, to pay so that other people who can't sit all day should be able to learn. And not have to worry. And they'd be able to live in nice homes and be comfortable. But instead, you have so many people that grow up thinking, my whole life is a bit of it. This is not really the right kind of. I'm not living the life that I should be living. I'm supposed to be something else. Even though you know deep inside of yourself that you don't have the carcass, you don't have the kashrayness to do that. Not because you're bad. Hashem made a bria in the world, and you're that bria. So Hashem made you into such a bria. Again, it's mazel. Some people they could sit for 20 hours, learn 20 hours a day. You after 20 minutes, you're already getting nervous. That's it. That's the bria that Hashem made. You could check it out with a doctor. You want to talk to the therapist. You could check everything out. You can go to the mechanic on the corner. He can give you a checkup, a tune-up, and whatever you can see. And he says, no, this is what you're going to do. You weren't created to sit and learn for 20 hours a day. So you're not going to be the God Lado. You're not going to be a Lamdin or Talmud Chacham. So what? You'll be the echad that Hashem created you to do what you can, and to make sure to be kaveh, eating for learning, and for saying tilim, and for doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and for trying to dive into a little bit deeper, and to be good to your wife, and to be a good parent. And it doesn't have to say, and you might say, Pai nitman ha'goyin ha'kadosh, where's kol b'nei ha'goylu? It says, Pai nitman ish yoshev, a nice, good elohi yid is buried in this place. So. There are going to be fewer rocks on them at Mitzvah, that's what we're worried about. It's also a mazel. How many rocks you end up having on your Mitzvah? It's like, you have to have mazel. Echad. Each person is echad. This is this. Who you are, and to do what you can. And this is the way of the tzaddikim, the Talmid Baal Shem, is to look at a person's life as being a lechatchila, na'abed eved. Not that you were supposed to be born 200 years ago, and something happened. There was some sort of a mistake, and you were put down at the wrong time. That's exactly the right time. In other words, if you want to be Avraham Avinu, it means that you're saying that the Baruch Shalom's nachas is from Avraham Avinu. The Baruch Shalom has nachas from a certain kind of a Jew, Avraham Avinu. That's the Baruch Shalom's nachas. That's it. That's the tonic. The pleasure that God has in this world is from Avraham Avinu. So then, if that's taka true, then Yochel HaYiluv Reishneim B'Dargis Avraham. Then you know what? The Baruch Hashem could have made more Avraham Avinu. He could have put him out like mass production. Hashem could do that. Hashem could make a lot of Avraham Avinus. Didn't have to make one. What's Echad HaYavram? Could have made two. Could have made three. Could have made ten. Could have made many, many Avraham Avinus. El al karchach, so must be. She shovel of fun of his baruch hatanuk shel hanivra b'shnayim shovel. B'shanim Sharu, Kanachas Ruach Ha'olu L'fonim Yizesh Nivra B'shanim Eilu. It must be that Hashem Zbach's Nachas from the Neshamas that he's putting out in Tavshin Ayin Gimel these years, that the Nachas that Hashem has from these Neshamas is Nachas from these Neshamas, and the Nachas that he had from Avinu was back then, in that time, that's the Nachas he had from Avinu. And he created Avram Avinu's Neshama, he sent it down to the world at that time, and he sent down Neshamas down at this time. And therefore, Mosai, in parentheses, where Chazal say, Mosai Gil Maisa, Lamaisa, Avaisai, that Chazal say the person should always say, when will my, Mosai Gil Maisa, when will my actions reach the level of the actions of the others? He says that means that's what I was saying before, to try to make myself the best person I can be by living in the way of the others, by emulating and living in that way, to be the best Aaron Kalina that you could be. Not that the Baruch Shalom only had Nachas from Avavino, and ever since then it's been downhill. I thought there was a birthday that was for somebody that a mishpacha the father was nifter, a big Talmud Chacham. So the father learned by Rabbi Yochum. He was a big lamdan. So it was they made a 50th birthday for his son. So they're making this is a long time ago. So they're making a big thing for the 50th birthday, and they asked the father to say Advat Torah. The Talmud Chacham to say Advat Torah. So this is how he began. He said to his son, in front of everybody, he said, "You're 50 years old. You're making a party, Bemis. I don't see what b'chlal you've done in your whole life." So he said, "I don't see what you've accomplished." As he said, everybody was just like this. You know, he's like a Balmusa, the father's the real thing, like the Yom Kippur. He said in Yiddish, but he said, "What? 50 years of what? Do you know your father? Do you know your grandfather was this Rav and this Rav, and your uncle was the Rosh Yeshiva here?" And he says, "And this one learned by the Chavetz Chaim. This one, this and this one, and you see, the birthday boy is like this." I said, "So what? You're an accountant, like this?" Just like, but you know, at the end, I say, you know, we went over to like to be Menachem Oval, you know, and he was okay. Though. He says, "It's okay, it's not. It's my fault." My father's like, you know, that's just how he's a good guy. Just that's how he does things, you know. He took it pretty nice. I don't know how he's going to survive that. So his son's like, "What are you? What? You come from a family of like 20 Dairus of Rabbanim and Rosh Hashivas, and you're an accountant?" Like, they said, "That, what did you do? What did you do? What's your whole life? 50 years making a party?" And that was the speech at the birthday party. making a party? Kilo, what? After all the Rabbanim in the family and all the Rosh Hashivas, this person's life, everything is just a bedev. In other words, you're lo yisluch. You weren't matzliach. Does the person know, could be in the Baruch Shalom's eyes, with the nisyonis that he has, and what he did to, and he raised beautiful children, by the way, the birthday guy, and all the nisyonis, and all the things that he did to have to, it could be that like the Arizal told him, Chaim Vital, like Rabbi Akiva, it could be that it's higher than the old Rav from 20 generations ago, who knows? Snafki minute, that was the Rav from the old great-grandfather, that was his Indian. Echad Hayah, and that was his Indian, and Kala Kavod, he was a great person. And this is your time in the world, and the Baruch Hashem put you into the world. You want to look up to your grandparents, in the early generations, and to emulate, and to see, to be mechazik yourself. That's terrific. But the idea that your life is a b'de'evit, because the only lechatchila was their lives, and your life is a b'de'evit, that's very, very, very far from anything that's taught in Chassidus. And anybody that learned Chassidus from those that tzaddikim were very, very strong against this whole way of looking at things. There are a lot of people that think that way. They don't say it as openly as that Talmud Chacham, but they think that way. They don't always say it, but they have this way of thinking, and probably that Talmud Chacham looks at himself and feels brokenhearted about looking at his grandfather and great-grandfather and what kind of people they were. the bottom line is that Pulais Hashem Yisbarach Ein Bem Heder Shleimus Chas V'Shalom. The Baruch Shalom knows exactly what he is doing. He knows exactly what he is doing. He knows who we put down, where and when exactly. The Baruch Yisbarach Liver Kol Dor B'Mailus Rishon. If the Baruch Shalom wanted to make our generation like Rashi's generation, he could do that. Look what Hashem Yisbarach did with the Talmid Baal Shem. If you stop and you think about it, the way the world was going, the way the world was going at that time, 1740, 1750, those years, where there were great tzaddikim in the world, but 99% of the Jews were totally like disconnected. Disconnected. They kept mitzvahs, but they felt very, very, very far. Makes no difference what we read and we think, like everybody, they were great gedolim at that time, but the simple Jew was very, very far, very far. Like I said, he wasn't going to shiurim, he didn't have a shaychus to learning or to anything, any godless, wasn't. And then the Baruch Shalom sent him to the world, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and Mezid Shemagid, the Taldas, the Haflah, the Balatani, the Rebbe Melech, the Chazim Lublin. He sent tzaddikim to the world that was shaloi lefi erech hador. They were tzaddikim, but we know that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh would have been a chiddush at the time of the Tanoim and Amoraim. He would have been a chiddush in the days of the Nevi'im. The Baal Shem Tov would have been a chiddush. I'm not saying this, the tzaddikim said. The Baal Shem Tov would have been a chiddush in the days of the Nevi'im. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. And he saw that at that time, he's got to take neshamas on the Madrega of Nevi'im, on the Madrega of Tanoim and Amoraim, and he has to put them into the world. And the tzaddikim of the Kabbalah, until the Chayzer, there was just an Inyan. After the Chayzer, it was different. But until the Chayzer, at that time, there was that period of time where they saw Nisim, Gluyim, they were rolling all over the place with by the Chayzim Lublin, by the Rebbe of Melech, by the Rebbe of Zusha, by the Beditra, by the Balatanya, by the Rebbe of Nachman, and the tzaddikim, the Nisim, Gluyim, the flows, Nisim, Gluyim. And that Kufa, and also in Litta, by the Gra, there were Nisim, Gluyim, by the Gra. Half of the good things by the Gra. But there by the Groh, there wasn't really, in that Indian, there wasn't like a whole besmedrish and a whole world and a whole hamshah. But by the Talmid Baal Shem, each one of the Talmid Baal Shem, all of those from those generations till the Chayza, they're all people that were Machai Mesa. They were not according to the level of the generation. That's what I'm saying. Ramatul Zilbazog talks a lot about this. The Bechlau were not according to the level of the generation. He spoke about when he was here. They were on a different level. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into the world at that time to give us our neshamas back, because we felt like we couldn't go on. And he put these tzaddikim into the world. They saw the neshamas tzaddikim that were altogether didn't fit into that time. Meaning, it wasn't part of the regular mahalach of how the generations are going down. Wasn't part of it. Even in our generation, that there was a yid, the Baba Sali, that Hashem put into our generation, such a yid. You know what the Baba Sali? I mean, I was zeicher to see him a few times. I don't know how many of you were zeicher. Anybody here was zeicher to the Baba Sali? Nobody saw the Baba Sali? It was also, the Baba Sali was like airlifted into the modern world. He was from 300, 400 years ago. It was a different person. You know what? The Baba Sali was from a different world. And Hashem Yisroch said, they're falling apart, they need to see after something to give them chizik. And the Baruch Hashem said to this neshama that he was holding back the Baba Sal's neshama for hundreds of years, and the Baba Sal's neshama says, no, what's going on? And the Baruch Hashem says, okay, now. And then he put him there over into Morocco, and he dropped him off from that place. And the Baba Sali was a Malach Elokim from a different generation. It was a Malach Hashem. But the Baba Sali, when Nisim Gulim, I already told you, I myself saw with my own eyes, that he was pouring from a bottle of wine the whole night, from the same bottle with a towel around it. The whole night, I was there. He was pouring the whole night from the same bottle. That's why I was there, and the bottle was up to the bottom, this much left from the bottle, and there was this chassidish guy next to me, he said, wait till you see this. I said, what? He said, just watch. And then the Baba Sali took a towel, and he wrapped the towel around the bottle, and the whole night he was pouring from that bottle, for another 3 hours. I was sitting there. It wasn't the Erech Hadar, it was from a different time. It was from a different time, but Nisim Gulim. But the Inya, the Lubavitch Rabbi Schusilino had it with every Jew in the world, and he knew what's going on with some Jew. There's some guy, there's some Jew that's got fadreit on a hike someplace in the Andes, and the Lubavitch Rabbi said to someone to go over there, take a helicopter and find this guy, and they would go and they find people. But it wasn't like it happened once with Lubavitch Rabbi. It was kaseded by him, such things, that the whole world, he saw the whole world where there were Jews. He was able to be poiled in the whole world by Jews. Well, who saw that wasn't... So he asked Kasha, so why did Hashem's Baruch put me into this generation? Hashem's Baruch could have made our generation look like 200 years ago. He didn't want to. Hashem's Baruch made this generation exactly the way it's supposed to be. Exactly. Sometimes, because to help us, Hashem lowers into the generation a neshama that's like from another time. But for the most part, 99.999, they're neshamas from Tav Shinayim Gimel. These are the neshamas from Tav Shinayim Gimel. And we have to be part of what we need to be part of. And that's not a bedavid. That's an unbelievable thing. It's a tremendous chusus lechachila, and a person should do that besimcha his life. With all of the aliyahs and all of the aridas and the back and the forth and ups and downs, that's the mitzvahs of this generation. But they didn't have to contend with these things. And if Hashem wanted to, in baruch kefishahu, that's what he says, if Hashem created you this with this, you have this inyan of anger, or this with laziness, and you have to try to misak in it. That's what Hashem made. Hashem created such a thing. That's the breed that Hashem made. Mashma kach siish la musav yudam means that that's the tachlis of your life. Yeah, you have a temper. Try to get better with it. Try not to act it out. Try to control it. Try to be good. That's your inyan. So to start to look down and to talk about how it was by the kadmonim and it was never like this and so on, it's very comfortable to slip into that. But that's not the way that they looked at the world. Instead of constantly speaking about how everything is horrible, and everything is empty and worthless, the tzaddikim would always take a positive way of seeing things. The term limtsay mabet achle chalutim, they would go to try to find a different way, a different perspective, to try to put a positive spin on things, to look at things in a good way. To see how Hashem is getting our generation, we see this. Hashem is getting our generation ready to be Mekalpnei Mashiach. Or Agula, the light of Gula. That there was never such a historic of Ruchnius and Bechlal, just in the whole world, what's going on now. Davke Psichas Hashor Magadolam El Oilam Hara. Davka, the fact that we see that there's a lot of Ra and the gates are open to all kinds of crazy things in the world. Maris HaZelu Mazeh, we see the Zelu Mazeh, the world is getting, all the Ra is being finished off, and that the world of Hashem is preparing the world for this Galus of Mashiach Sekeinu. But Psichas Sharm Gedolim El HaPnimis Vehar, we see there's a tremendous desire for Pnimis, people looking now for Pnimis. Never, our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, they were never looking, it was Bechlal, not in the Pnimis. Even now, you can still find, you go to like an old shtiebel, you see this Yid, he's having the same exact way for the last 85 years. Yes. Him, hey, you want to learn the Siddur together? Yes. Hey, you want to learn the Siddur? We can work on davening together. What's the matter with davening? What's wrong? No, to have more of kavana. Tell some alter yid we have to work on the kavana. I'll say, what are you, Baal Tshuva or something? Work on kavana. Do me a favor. I'm saying the same. I'm saying the Baruch Shema for 85 years. Don't come and tell me about what I have to make now. We're gonna have a Yom Iyun on Tfilah for this guy. A Yom Iyun on Tfilah. We have speakers come on the Siddur for this guy. You go into the old steeple, the Alta Yid, and you see over there, you don't see the Bakosh you see on young people nowadays. There's such a Bikush. There's such an unbelievable Bikush. When he was there, it's already late, but he was there when Shlomo Kalbach was not that, when he went in California, that whole Maisa, when there was a big concert. You know that happened. There was a big, big concert with all the most famous singers at that time in the 60s. And Kalbach, they invited Kalbach to go, and Shlomo went there, and he started to sing the Gunim. The place was, there were 50, 60,000 Jews that were there. And they all followed him back to the hotel. You didn't read about it? They followed him back to the hotel. They emptied the whole hotel. It was filled every single place, every single corner. He stayed up with them all night, the whole Shabbos. He invited them. He said, when he said, whoever wants to come with me for Shabbos, the whole place came with him for Shabbos. Thousands and thousands of people went with them for Shabbos. What? This, our generation is not a wonder. It's a pella, the generation. There's such a bikus. There's such a rotsen. There was never such a thing in history like our generation in that way. Inyan Gashmim Shavu Hayesalham Chesivus. Mezban Kvabim Loyaf Siusam Behevlam Venefesh Kotzavem. Now things that were so attractive in the past that everybody wanted certain Gashmim things, people already see that these things don't mean anything. Musagim Ruchniim Shavu Nachshav Kigvoy Masogis But Mivakish Hashem. Things in the past that a firm person never thought that he could go into these things and learning Chesivus and Pnimis and reaching Madregas, that these that Jews our parents, grandparents, grandparents never even thought of these things. And our generation, people are thinking about these things. Mizbarim kikroivim mavak yishemes. People want the truth. There was never such a bikush for the truth. The darker it becomes, the bigger the hest upon him. We see that there's a stronger light of Tov and the desire to seek out the truth and to seek out Tov than there ever was before, because we're living before Mashiach comes and we're living in the light of Gula and the Oyer of Mashiach, and this light of Mashiach, this tremendous extremes, bad and good, unbelievable. There was never such a door like this door. Alright, Mitzvah Shem, I'm not going to be here next Monday, so Mitzvah Shem, the following Monday night will continue.